What would be your wrestling walkout song?
Which power, Kanye West?
Time to play the game.
What is happening?
Man, I was very excited to do this podcast.
That answer just went so many different directions.
No, let's not get into that. But let's get into it.
Okay, you went for like a real song.
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, we did like a test run and we were just like, you know, just guessing like, you know, what a question would be. And he would, Frost was asking like, yo, what's your answer to this? And I just said Kanye West. So then I was thinking Kanye West.
And Kanye West, always a default safe answer for anything ever.
Especially Power. Like it's on the trailer of like every movie and stuff. So
Power is a good one.
Yeah.
I have to say
it is overplayed, but you know, we just got to do it.
I feel like Power as a wrestling walkout would become the fastest song to become corny of all time.
Yeah, like the four.
Imagine every single time.
Remember the name.
10% luck. Like if you hear that, it's just like, all right, I don't want to watch this anymore. So if every single time that like you hear, because you know in wrestling, in like WWE, when you hear the walkout song, like the person hasn't came out yet.
Yeah.
So as soon as you hear the song, like you hear the Stone Cold Steve Austin like bottle smash, or you hear like The Rock like give you some more, like everybody knows immediately and starts screaming before they even come out. So then if you heard like 1 minute can have all that power, I'd be like, bruh, not this guy.
No, you would hear the
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, that would be hype, right? That would be hype. You know what would be more hype though is like Black Skinhead.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not bad. I was asking the question in the form of like already existing walkouts.
What'd you say again?
I like Triple H the game.
Okay.
Were you a wrestling fan? I don't think we've ever talked about this.
So basically I went to Pakistan in like 2003 and before, or 2003, 2004, I had some friends that would come over to my house and like watch wrestling religiously. And I wouldn't know what's going on. They would like explain to me and whatnot, but I was just like completely lost. I was like, okay, you know, they're coming over to watch. It's fine. You know, I'll just vibe out.
Yeah.
So I went to Pakistan and my uncles were like obsessed with like wrestling. And that's so they got me into wrestling and I would watch like every day. And I'm like, I finally was like caught up. And then I come home, right, back from Pakistan, and I'm like, guys, like, dude, I'm a wrestler fan now. Like, I know everything. And then, like, I tell them, like, you know, who's my favorite, and they're like, bro, that was, like, 3 years ago.
And I was were they watching, were your uncles watching, like, stuff from a long time ago?
Yeah.
Like, reruns
so
or something?
So, basically, I don't know. Maybe that's how they watched in Pakistan, but everything was just, like, delayed by 2 years for some reason. And so...
Yeah, they probably get, like, the VHS, like, tapes, like... season 23.
But like I think they were watching it live too, so I don't know, maybe like Pakistan was bootlegging it or somehow and they were just maybe they got the they're just off by 2 years or something.
Well it's not about watching it live, it's about watching the best, like, because my cousins, they were the same in Pakistan. They had like Hulk Hogan posters, Rock posters, and they're like bodybuilders, so like they were really about this stuff, so they would just put on like, oh, you have to watch this, like it'll be like WrestleMania, whatever. And it'll be like, oh, Hulk Hogan takes on these guys. So they wanted me to watch that entire, like it's a movie,
right? Yeah.
It was like, this is the sequence. So it was a big deal to them. And I was like, and that's when my brother and I, we really got into it too. We were like, wow, like these like huge, you know, jacked dudes just wrestling each other. And we didn't know it was fake then.
Yeah.
So it was like everything.
Yeah. I also think like, there was a period when you found out it was fake and you're just like disappointed. But then after you get over that hump, you're like, wait, this is like awesome. Like, I love the storylines. I love like the characters. Like you.
I actually just got over it. It's been since fifth grade. But I was like, man, screw this. Yeah. And then just recently I was like, yo, they have like show business locked down.
Yeah.
Because, and this is why I was thinking of it, of the question, is because the walkout song, like even real sports, you know what I mean? Like
wrestling's not a real sport.
Yeah. Like it's a real athletic ability being, you know, portrayed and everything. But I mean, like it's not scripted.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I don't even know about that anymore, but but I mean to say that when you think of like UFC, boxing, and right now like even NFL, to a lot of people, the walkout song or like the entrance, like it's a big deal because that's something that represents their personality, their style, and it excites the fans.
Yeah.
And when they associate like that song or that kind of walkout, like how big it can be, like, you know, a lot of boxers will walk out with rappers or other kind of artists, and then everyone sees that and it's like, oh my God, like this is such a big deal. And it plays into the whole like theatrics of it.
Yeah.
So the walkout song is a big deal.
It's similar to like with the walkout song and like the personas and everything. I feel like it's reality TV for like men. Because like when we, you know, when girls and stuff like watch reality TV, like us dudes, we're like, that's fake. Like they're faking relationships or like they're faking emotions.
Like the producers are egging them on or like setting up something or it's edited in a certain way.
Yeah. But then when we watch wrestling, we're like, no, this is real. Like it actually happened and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, you know, the history of it. Yeah. And then you try to explain to somebody like, oh, this is what could happen. Yeah. But yeah, I chose The Game, who was like one of my favorite wrestlers back in the day. It was like John Cena. And I liked the combination of DX. Mm. It was Shawn Michaels was like in The Game.
That symbol.
Yeah,
everyone used to do that in middle school. Like,
bro, I had a shirt. So my brother's favorite wrestler was Rey Mysterio.
Oh, he's dope.
The Lucha Libre. And or the Luchador. And mine was like DX. And so my sister, I think it was, got us t-shirts of like he had a Rey Mysterio one with all the masks on the back. It was super sick. And then I had one with DX where in the front they were doing like the X suck it thing. And in the back they had their pants down and they're like flashing. It was like cartoon drawn on, right? We were at Six Flags one time and I was like, I wore that shirt. And then this lady who was sitting behind us, it was like me, our family, friends. This lady who was sitting behind us, like we were eating ice cream, she's like, excuse me, can you turn around? That's so offensive. I was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, your shirt. Like, we don't need to see that. And then I was like, I was low-key mad. I was about to like, you know, just do the suck it thing there because I was like a little kid. I thought it would be funny. But I didn't want to like make a scene, especially in front of my family, and then have my dad be like, yo, you shouldn't be wearing that shirt. So then I just turned around and ate the ice cream. And then now she was facing the suck it one. She rolled her eyes. She was like, ugh, some people have no manners.
Honestly, props to your dad for like allowing you to wear that shirt.
I don't think he knew really or never saw the back because I worked at school one time and I got called home and like was like, hey, you got to change a shirt like or put on your gym uniform or whatever. So it was like problematic, but it was a cool shirt.
Do you still have it?
I don't have it anymore. I wish I did. Because once I found out it was fake, I just threw away all my stuff. I was like, no. This is the worst day ever.
That's hilarious.
But all that being said, when I used to hear, time to play the game, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doom, and Triple H would come out, and then he would spit water up, and he would like put his hair back. I'm like... The entrances were the best part.
Yeah, they were sick. I remember like Undertaker. He would just like come out in the coffin, right? And then you would think like he's actually coming out of the dead or something.
Bro, I believed wrestling so much that like when my friends who didn't were like all trying to tell me like, yo, it's fake, whatever. I'd be like, no, like Undertaker, like he came back from the dead. Like he died. He was buried alive. Like all this stuff that Undertaker used to do, just take it so far. I can't believe I was so convinced that even that stuff I thought was real. This man like died multiple times, came back to life, back in the ring, his eyes rolled back. You would just hear like the bell, and then he would do like the rise up. And then there was like a whole thing about like him and this guy Kane being brothers.
Yeah.
And then you find out like they were never brothers. There's grown men today who are like, bro, what are you telling me right now? They're not brothers. Yeah. It ruins everything. Anyways, wrestling. Welcome back to Strange Flavors, everybody. the strangest and greatest podcast in the game.
What?
It just like lagged a little bit and you sounded like a robot. Did you click a button or that's just how it sounded?
No, that's just how it sounded. Great. There's some issues going on right now. It's like staticky, but it's fine.
Okay, everybody. Clearly, it's Shimmer and I back in the COVID protocol.
Yeah, we're in the COVID times again.
Yeah. Amber wasn't here for this week and next week.
I honestly don't know where Amber is, but like we're just like, oh yeah, she's gone. Okay. I didn't hear anything. Maybe I just like threw my ear and out the other.
But. She says all of her plans that are like this many months out, that many months out. This one got canceled, that one. So then sometimes a lot of stuff will like, you know, just go over your head or like be like, oh, I thought that's what it was happening. But you just kind of nod and say like, okay, sounds good. So she's not here this week or next week. It'll be Shimmer and I. We were going to do it in person. I was actually excited to do it in person. But then...
Hold on. Okay.
What happened?
Dude, the audio is just messing up right
now. Yeah, obviously. Wait, can you hear me or no?
I can hear you now.
Okay, because your audio keeps like...
Is it robot? Yeah. Because the same thing's happening.
It sounds like you're censoring yourself.
Dude, I'm hearing the same thing.
This is the worst.
We're gonna try.
Wait, should we keep going? Can you hear me or no?
This is bad. Everything was fine.
Sounds like dial up. It literally sounds like...
Dude, I'm hearing the same thing.
I don't know what to do.
Okay, if we're gonna have to restart. If like, or not restart, but
like continue from.
Yeah.
Here, it's fine right now.
Maybe good. It's fine.
It's fine, right?
Okay. Yeah. It's fine.
Okay. I mean, I'm leaving that in because it sounds so funny.
It's hilarious.
It sounded like dial-up every time. It's like if I want to hear your response to something, I have to wait for it to come through. Oh, my God.
Those are the days. But, yeah, we are in COVID protocol. We are separated, not because of Amber, but actually we're supposed to do this in person. But I got sick, so we're just playing it safe.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I played safe because I have a mini vacation coming up. And I was like, I don't want to be... I've heard some people just being like going into vacation sick. I like being sick after vacation. Mm. The vacation ain't it. And where we're going, I'm going with my siblings to Alaska.
Yo, that's crazy.
And I can't afford to be sick while it's already going to be like minus whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Is it the time to go to Alaska? Like, are you going to see, is it going to be very sunny or is it going to be dark? Like,
so my sister, she wanted to see the Aurora hemoglobin
Travis Scott. Yeah.
The Aurora Bulbasaurus.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Dora Explorialis.
Borealis.
Aurora Borealis. Yeah. The Aurora Where's My Cabbage. The Aurora Leviosa Salad. Okay. The Aurora Borealis, right? The lights. This is the time to go see them. Apparently, it's the best in like those northern areas, Iceland, Finland, Alaska, and... That was one of those places that was always on my bucket list. And my sister, she likes to go to like places like that, at least to experience whatever. And yeah, it sounded cool. I was like, can we go dog sledding? And this is where the whole Balto thing was being reminded again.
Wait, don't tell me like after the Balto conversation, then the trip happened.
No. Balto happened in my childhood.
No, and but then us resurfacing Balto. Don't tell me
it was fresh in my mind.
You were inspired
because I was like,
and you booked the trip.
Yeah. No, literally, we're dog sledding because of Balto. That's a fact.
Okay. So you saw
Balto. But then I was putting you guys onto the game.
Okay. All right. So you're going to make poor dogs hustle you around through the snow while you guys just stand there and let...
They're huskies, bro. They're built for this. Wait, hold on. At least, like, that's what they do. Have you ever heard of what Santa does? Oh, you know Santa?
Yeah. Wait, who's Santa?
Santa is this, like, fat dude with a white beard.
Fat Gora.
Totally made up, by the way.
He's a fat Gora.
He enslaves reindeer, right?
But, like, you know, reindeer, they're, like, annoying. Or deer. Deer are annoying.
But they're innocent.
That's true.
And one of them, he's even, like, he has some sort of a condition. His nose is, like absolutely just clapped. It's just... He has some disease of the nose. It's red, it's big, and he's like, I'm going to put this guy in the front to suffer for the most. When you have a runny nose, it turns red. You don't feel well. And he's putting it all the way in the front and making it suffer.
Yeah.
So at least that's like these husky wolf dogs, like they, I mean, it's probably abuse. I don't know. I just, like, if you're going to go to Alaska, I feel like dog sledding, like, ice fishing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you got to do the stereotypical Eskimo stuff.
Yeah. Are you going to do a cold plunge?
Oh, like a polar bear plunge?
I don't know. Is it called a polar bear plunge? Polar plunge.
Like, yeah.
Like, you just go just in your underwear, in your chuddies, and you go into the water.
Yeah. I think that since now, you know, there's been this huge trend of cold plunge.
Yeah.
Like, I have to one-up it. Like, you guys aren't Alaskan polar bear plunging, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not plunging under the Aurora Borealis. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who's doing that?
Are you going to stay in an igloo?
I wish. Dude, I might have to build an igloo. Yeah. No, they have, like, resorts there.
Okay.
But they're not like, you know, it's not like Palm Springs, like...
Yeah.
I think it's still cold shit going on, but
yeah, I don't know if this is true, but I heard like Alaskan residents, they get paid like $1,000 a month just to like live there.
Oh, just to live there?
Yeah. They get like a stimulus check.
Oh, because their lifespan is probably shorter.
I don't know if their lifespan's shorter, but like no one wants to live there. So like whoever does live there, they just get paid $1,000.
Oh, it's like the US just trying to keep their stock.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, we'll incentivize so we can keep this land.
Yeah. And then
like, it's Canada's, right?
Yeah.
It's like clearly like, you know, it's there. It's, that's like if I have a house and then, you know, I have like the fence around the house and everything. And then you live next to me, but then like you still own my backyard, but it's like in my fence.
Yeah.
It's like you own the fence, but the backyard is mine.
Yeah.
I can't play in my own backyard.
Mm.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And then I also heard that one of the last Blockbusters are also in Alaska. Because like...
Is that right?
The internet is slow. I don't know. I just hear these things. I don't know if they're true. The
internet is slow?
Like, they're... Like, I guess they don't have that many, like, that much range in their internet. So like...
Oh, okay.
It actually is more cost effective to go to a Blockbuster and get like DVDs.
And they have like, 2002 wrestling videos, yeah, like in Pakistan.
They have all of those. But
I'm gonna fall in love with wrestling again.
But I say this to say so that you can like see it for yourself and then like let me know if this is true. Because this could all be false.
It could all be false. I know the North Pole is there. Okay. So I'm gonna be competing with Santa.
Yeah.
Like, see who does it better. Like, run laps. Let's NASCAR the situation. You grab your reindeer, I'll grab Balto and the boys, and you know, we'll see if dog sledding is a better way to, you know, gift give. Like, am I faster than Amazon Prime or Santa?
I mean, you're Pakistani, so you're probably gonna be cheaper. You're probably gonna like give like, you know, cheaper gifts. You're probably gonna be like lazier, you know.
If I really wanted to embody the Pakistani in me, I would get all kote, just donkeys, just whip.
And then
they do this.
You'll have like a fuel efficient, like, you know, sled, and like, it just wouldn't be super reliable. It would be reliable, but like, it, you just used it so much where it's like running down.
Those are, have you ever seen the ones in Pakistan? They carry 50 people at a time, bro. Just all stacked on top of each other. We're talking about like just families, generations of families just piled up on top. You think that that doesn't have strength? It has more strength than any sleigh that Santa could build. What are we talking about?
We'll have to see this Eid or Christmas. I don't know.
Coming to you this Eid.
This Eid.
Amazing.
But yeah, I think we're in our houses. Frost, you can see the oh, did a robot
the what? You censored yourself again.
The sword, it's in the top.
Yeah, right. That's the sword right there. The sword is hung up.
Yeah,
just in case, you know, mid podcast someone needs to mess around or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And
just grab it, boom, take care.
I thought we'd mention the sword since Amber's not here, and for those that are listening to the podcast and that don't know, Amber is very against swords.
Yeah, she is.
We are pro swords. I also have my swords right here.
Oh, you keep them on deck.
Look at this. Look, it's a dragon. It's a dragon,
dude. That looks incredible. Oh
yeah, it's pretty sick. And then it came with a second one.
This feels very dystopian at the moment.
Like what?
Like we're like chatting via video on a podcast and like you're showing me your swords. Like I just unlocked this, dude.
Yeah, I just unlocked XP. But yeah.
Yeah. Nice, man. So yeah, we got some stuff we want to talk about. It's just the boys. So you know, no interruptions, no eye rolling,
no yapping.
No yapping. There's a lot of stuff going on with Nikki and Meg Thee Stallion. People are going to her graveyard and digging up her mother's corpse or something.
We're definitely not talking about it. We're gonna skip
we're
it.
Not.
So it's gonna be perfect.
We're off it. This is nice though. Nice to be back in the COVID unit.
Is it? I don't know.
I mean, it's not. But it's not. I was gonna use that as like a transition to say, speaking of dystopian things. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. The Apple Vision Pro.
Yeah, that is what I'm talking about. Yeah. The Apple Vision Pro.
Have you been seeing videos on it?
I've been seeing videos on social media of people just kind of the first look of people with it on and doing regular things like at a, you know, at a coffee shop or on a subway. And then I've also seen the review videos of Casey Neistat and Marques Brownlee.
Yeah. So the Apple Vision Pro came out and I think it's like turning everyone's heads. Everyone's like, I don't think people expected it to be as big so quickly as it did. I think people are like, oh,
and why is it, what do you mean, like why is it big already?
I think Apple with any new device they kind of do something where it's like slightly different and it may not be like conventional, but it causes everyone to turn their heads and like meme it. So like everybody right now is memeing the Apple Vision Pro, and you're just seeing like all these people use it in like different cases and whatnot. And I think it's like pretty interesting. I think it's hilarious too, the way people are using it. But yeah, I think when people first heard the Apple Vision Pro was like coming out, basically it's like a VR AR headset. And people were like, oh, who's, and it's
what? You hear it too when you do that, right?
I hear it. Yeah. Yeah. It's fine though, regardless. Right?
Wait, sorry. Is your phone like, maybe it's your phone airplane mode?
Yeah,
I just put mine on airplane mode.
Let me put mine on airplane mode. Let's see what's going on.
It's also like I notice when you say something like, is it loud or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Hold on.
Sorry, everybody.
Yeah, we have technical difficulties. All right, is it fine now? Hello.
Yeah, it sounds okay. Yeah.
Okay.
It's good.
That was.
I think it sounds good.
Okay. Okay. We're good. Anyways, yeah. It's the Apple Vision Pro. Is this AR VR headset? And like, I don't know. I'm like really into tech, and I think a lot of people, they're like, oh, what am I gonna do with this? Or like, they don't see a use case for it because it's $3,500. That's a lot.
It's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Especially for a VR AR headset, like the average person that's like not into tech like that, they're going to be like, oh, what is this? Why would I use it and whatnot?
Yeah.
Apple targeted these like tech nerds perfectly. They targeted these tech nerds, $3,500, you buy it. They made it like really high quality, different from the Facebook headset, which is like $600 to $1,000. And they gave it to these tech nerds.
You're talking about the MetaQuest?
Yeah, MetaQuest. And then they had like a MetaQuest Pro or something like that.
Okay, and that's 6,000?
No, 600 to 1,000.
Like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
And then, so now people are like using this Apple headset, and anything Apple, people like to show it off. You know, the new Apple Watch that came out, the Ultra, whatever, people are like showing that off. The new iPad, the new iPhone, people like to show Apple stuff. So with the headset, people are like doing everyday things, and people, outside people are recording them and giving like free promo to this Vision headset. And people are now starting to realize, like the outsiders of the tech nerds, like this is very weird and dystopian, but some people are also being converted to being like, oh, I could see how this could be useful.
I think that that's why it feels so big. Like what you're saying about the tech, giving it to the tech nerds, that's really interesting, because I think that they were the best ones to demonstrate the possibilities. But, you know, you mentioned the watch, okay, and then they released their headphones. Yeah, they, like, look different and everything, but when the iPhone first came out, it was like, hold on, this is something different. Like, it felt revolutionary when it first came out.
Also,
and we didn't know yet why.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you remember, but it was, like, the apps on it, it was limited. It was like, oh, you can drink this bottle, you can light this flashlight, you can play this ball game that tilts back and forth. And yeah, there was like the phone call, texting, YouTube, stuff like that. But there was something about the way that it felt and what it did that it felt like, hold on, this is more than a phone.
Yeah.
And in the same way.
Also, yeah, go ahead. I was going to say, like, there was like 50%, I would say, people thought exactly what you're saying. And the other 50%, they're actually against it. They were like, there's only one button. Like, I need my, you know, BlackBerry. I need my, like, all the phones had, like, a bunch of buttons to text on. And iPhone and Apple, they were thinking, like, you know, 10 years, 20 years in the future. And so a lot of people were like, I need my buttons, whatnot. This has no buttons. This barely has any apps. But we know today.
They saw it as a toy.
Yeah, they saw it as a toy. And now.
Same thing that's happening right now.
And now we can kind of see, like, Apple's now in the AR VR game, and the same thing might happen. They might change it where like everybody's using it practically.
It caught me by surprise personally too, because when I was seeing, so we had like the Meta Quest, and it was fun for a little while, but then it was like, all right, this is it turned into like, you know, there wasn't much use of it, and it was like a lot of games, and it was like you have to kind of force it. But then when Apple is doing it the way that they're doing it, where it's not, you know, you're going away to another world. You're in the current world, but then it is simplifying and giving you convenience to be able to do the things that you're already doing in new ways. And like one example I saw of that was Casey when he was in New York, and New York being like one of the busiest places, you know, amongst all these people, like it's hard for people like us maybe who like are doing video editing and need a whole like setup and everything to get our best work done. But then he's just sitting on a bench next to somebody and can like, you know, have his entire setup right in front of him while being immersed in the world. And he can like start video editing right there if he wanted to.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking about it and I'm like, okay, apply this to other careers. Like a doctor, for example. Imagine a doctor wearing something like that, and then as they're performing surgery, the organs are like highlighting. It's like showing you where to like, you know, put something, take it out. It's like it's making your work easier. Think about a car mechanic who goes under the hood of the car and it says, oh, you know, this oil is 38% full and like, you know, this needs tightening. And it's just like analyzing everything. And the more in the future we go, the more everything will have like microcomputers in it. chips or whatever, that it's going to be seamless the way that we interact with everything around us with being hands-free.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I think a lot of people were like, oh, I've seen people already react like, this is scary. This is, people have these headsets in public and they're like, this is scary. This is so dystopian. And to me, I'm like, why? First of all, I think they're more immersed with the world than we are right now. And what I mean by that is when somebody pulls out their phone, they're not paying attention to everything else around. With this headset, they're in the world looking around. They just see a screen. So to me, I feel like they're actually more immersed than like if people are looking at their phones, like no one's paying attention to around. But with the...
Okay, so that's another interesting point, because you're right, but the way that it looks currently is what people have a problem with, and they don't see the vision.
Yeah, they don't see the vision.
Like, the vision is obviously what? That it's going to turn into sunglasses or something smaller. At one point, maybe even contacts, right? And the idea is, let's say, for example, all you have to wear, your phone is gone. 15 years in the future, 20 years in the future, all you have is your Apple Watch and these glasses that you just kind of put on real quick, and you have everything that you need, like let's say directions even, and streets are highlighting or you see arrows within like where you need to walk, even when you're driving. Like I saw this one guy, he had the Vision Pro on while he's self-driving a Tesla.
Yeah.
Yes, it looks ridiculous. It looks hilarious. But it is so interesting to see a glimpse into the future of like where we are currently starting. And by the way, I'm saying all of this out of excitement because I didn't feel this way at all using like MetaQuest. I didn't see this vision.
Yeah.
But with the Apple, first of all, it looks literally out of the movies. Like what's that movie that we used to watch all the time, or you used to
Ready Player One?
Ready Player One.
Yeah.
It looks like those glasses almost.
Yeah.
Like Apple makes everything look way cooler. That's no surprise. But I mean, if this is like the starting point, bro, Casey was saying that like, don't buy this headset. They call it a spatial computer. That's what Apple is calling it, which it does seem like that. He said, don't buy this one because it's going to get so much better and so much cheaper. You're currently looking at the worst version of this. And the worst version of it is already inspiring so many ideas. Yeah. I mean, I'm blown away by it, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really cool too, because honestly, I was having the same like thoughts as you. Probably like I was, you know, I did like the idea of VR and AR probably more than like most people before as well. But this, it made me excited because I saw people that didn't care about that stuff now be like, oh, I see the use case for it. There's like a few videos that I saw on Twitter that are like ridiculous about this. And there are also like some cool applications as well that I'm going to show.
Okay.
And like there's this one guy here. Let me see. Let me know if you can see it.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. There's this guy like using it at the gym. People are like memeing it and stuff. Just like using at the gym. Like this is hilarious.
Yeah,
this guy's getting roasted, like if you see this, but he's probably having a great workout, because imagine the like there's no app that like is working out, but just imagine that it's like,
bro, this guy's got Arnold Schwarzenegger in front of him probably saying like bump bump, this is the bump.
And it's probably like, you know, one, two, like it's he's probably like counting him down, like, oh, you can do it more, you can do it better. So like the ideas are endless. There's another one here. People are like, yo, not a phone in sight.
Yeah, actually Marquez commented on this one and he was like, what's worse, them eating their food this way or like at a cafe when people have their computers entirely open and then like the food around it?
Yeah.
And there, it's like, it's the same thing just in a different form. Yeah, if you think about it.
My thinking is like, imagine like you're on a date or something like that. When does it get scary when you're like looking straight at them and but you're actually like just watching a video or something?
They're watching Pornhub.
Like with the phone, right? You can easily see when you're being like disrespectful. Like maybe they're looking at their text too much. But what if they're like texting their side thing or something, you know, like,
I mean, I'm like, obviously we're excited about it. We consume a lot of this content, so we're kind of like thinking about how we can use it and everything. But I'm not ignoring the people who are saying that this is bad for society, that this is very dystopian, because it is. And there will be cases where people misuse all of that, right? It feels very Black Mirror.
Yeah.
So is there going to be a signal that tells you, you know, that, okay, this person is plugged in or plugged out? You know what I mean? Like, yes, Apple has the eyes going, but like, you know, that's a small feature. Who's to say that you can't either just turn that off in the settings, or, you know, just other computer, spatial computers that come along, headsets that don't have that in the first place.
Yeah. What if
it'll
like,
be the Androids?
What if the parents like have like kids controls, like they're watching something and they can like turn it off? Oh. Like people, husbands do that, or wives do that to their husbands and shit.
Yeah. Or it's like, why don't you see from my perspective for once? Okay, I will. I will. And then you just tap into their feed and it's like you're seeing what they're seeing.
Yeah.
Okay, this is another thing I thought about. I think this is how it gets scary. What if we are we're having less and less space in real life and having more and more space in the digital world? So, for example, if you have a small apartment in New York City, you're stacked on top of each other. You know how people live over there. It's just like, it's unlivable almost.
Yeah.
And then so it's like, okay, I don't have real space, so let me put on this headset and now I have all the virtual space I need. And so as people get more and more kind of like tapped in to the virtual world or the worlds that they want to create, then the government or these corporations can continue to buy up and collect real physical land and real physical assets. And we will eventually all just kind of be like in a station, just plugged in, and that's our lives.
Stop making it depressing, bro.
Wait, is that in Ready Player One they do that, right? Yeah, yeah, where they like have that. These like little treadmills.
Yeah.
They walk and run on that. Like, you'll still get physical exercise.
Yeah.
Maybe we all plug into IVs. So we're all like still getting nutrients, but it's just providing us everything that we need to continue living in the virtual world.
This is literally WALL-E. If you've seen the movie WALL-E, like the fat people, they're on like levitating wheelchairs. And I think pretty sure they have like VR goggles. So they're just like all plugged in. They have the food and everything. They don't even have to move.
But they're fat.
Yeah.
So in this case, if you're plugged in virtually, but then you're also plugged into like, it's this tubes just giving you food, and you're walking like in real life on these stationary treadmills. So you're getting the exercise. It's like, there will be people. And by the way, Elon's, what's the microchip?
Oh yeah. I forgot.
That's like coming out too. Like, he wants to start human trial. There's going to be people that, whether we like it or not, that are going to be like, this life seems better for me.
Mm.
Like, I have everything I need.
Yeah.
It's actually better than living in reality. Yeah. I have nothing going for me. I don't want to go down this line too far, but
yeah, my thing is,
I see it.
My thing is like, the people that are also complaining, they're already plugged into the virtual world, probably more, you know? And I think the only reason they're scared is that they're going to take advantage, or like they're going to get sucked into the virtual world even more. So like when you go on Zoom and stuff like that, work from home, like you're plugged in fully into the virtual world, whether you think about it or not. When you're on your phone, you're like, your attention has to fully be there. My optimistic thinking about these goggles is that like you're in the real world too, but like, you know, your screens are there and you can always just leave like right there, you know, in the physical world. Yeah. Like sometimes you have to like do something and then, you know, then you have to like leave, but like your work is right there. I don't know. It's just like,
I think the fear is also like to the biological like implications of this. Yeah. Meaning, you know, people comment like to be funny, but they'll be like, oh, bruh is absolutely destroying his dopamine receptors with all these screens.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like that's true. Like, what will this stuff do to our brains as we're like, you know, multitasking? Because when we are plugged into work, right? I have all these screens open currently as I'm running this podcast.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing. I'm in podcast mode. But then when I get off here, I'm going to take my headphones off. I'm going to turn everything off. And then it's like, all right, I'm out.
Gotcha.
And I guess that'll ultimately be up to you. But if I have, like, you know, these ChatGPT's versions of Siri and all of these other things in my ear at all times, you know, my own Jarvis, and it's just like, it's telling me what to do, everything, and what's best for me, and it's computing all of that. Like, what does that do to our brains, which go through mistakes and decision making and learn from trial and error? I don't know. I mean, it's all questions that kind of like spark from these things.
Yeah. We don't want to dwell on this too long, but we also have like these like 10 different like applications where like this guy's like literally learning how to play the piano with the Vision Pro. He like looks at the piano and like, you know, it's kind of like Guitar Hero where the keys come in, so it's pretty neat.
That seems like great use.
Yeah, I love this. I saw this also on the Oculus too. So the Oculus was also doing this, but I'm glad to see that it's on the Vision Pro. Someone has like an AI companion, so it's like a little, you know, fish, maybe someone that's lonely, you know, they have a friend.
Yeah, screw my social skills, I'll just tap into AI.
And then this is cool, real-time captions and translation. So maybe somebody that can't hear as well, or maybe somebody that doesn't understand the language. This is real-time live translation.
Vlogen naar Barcelona en toen hebben we de trein geprakt naar het dorpje.
So that's pretty cool.
Or maybe somebody who's like sign languaging to you.
Oh yeah.
It's just translating that.
Yeah. And I also don't know if these are real. These might be concepts, but yeah.
Yeah, somebody tried to gamify a vacuum cleaner so that...
Yeah, yeah, I have that here.
You collect coins.
Right here.
Yeah.
So this would be so fun.
I don't like this. I don't like this.
Why?
Because like vacuum cleaners are underrated. Like the job of being the vacuum cleaner is like you always complain about it. You don't want to do it, but then it's therapeutic.
Yeah.
It's nice. Like it's not, if kids are like, oh mom, like I wanted to vacuum clean because they're just like, they get a reward from collecting these coins. I don't know what that does to somebody.
Yeah. No, I get that. Honestly, like vacuum cleaning itself, you're right, it's like therapeutic. Like that's enough. I see this. This is what happens to me when I vacuum clean. Like I see this already. Like I don't.
Yeah.
I don't need a VR headset for this. But
bruh, it literally makes lines in the carpet. Like you don't need to put coins there. It's going to be okay.
But this may be for somebody that's like not clean, though.
Because then they're you know what they're going to do?
What?
It's going to be like, hey, can you take out the trash, honey? And they're going to be like. Searching for a trash cleaning app that gamifies it.
Yeah.
It's going to be like you have to fight off raccoons as you're trying to take out the trash. It's dude. Like they're going to try to like search for that because they're like, I need it. It's going to be a drug.
Imagine there's like multiplayer. Like you're also taking out the trash, fighting some monster.
You see how much like your neighbor has recycled and thrown away in their trash. They get more points. It's like... Kyle has accumulated 300 recycle points.
There's like a leaderboard. He's like, I'll get you, Kyle.
Yeah. And then you go around. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's good or bad.
Yeah.
Like, for example, if you're out there like collecting trash, like in the city, but it's gamified and maybe there's like ads that come up. So you're actually getting paid to clean trash, but it's gamified now.
Yeah. Imagine
maybe
like
that's good.
Imagine these become like so cheap that like homeless people can have them and they just like earn revenue like that, you know?
Bro, I mean, if you go to like Pakistan or any of these like third world countries, like people will be dirt poor and have iPhones.
Yeah.
Right?
They like charge and everything. They got like Wi-Fi.
I'll be like, in Baltimore City, people are asking me for, you know, change, this and that. But then, if I'm like, yo, I don't have any, he's like, yo, you can Venmo me. He's like, wait.
You got Apple Pay?
How do we? You're right. So yeah, eventually, these are going to become that way. It's going to be cheap to make.
Yeah.
And everyone's going to have them.
Here's another application where somebody's literally touring a home in VR. I think you can already do this without like headsets and stuff. So, but this is like a cool application of it. People are watching.
I like that.
People are watching, like, you know, shows and movies. This has been around for a long time. drawing to code. People just draw and like make like some applications.
The interior designer one, that would be good for architects and interior designers. That's, I like that.
Yeah. This one is one of my favorite applications where, ooh, like cooking. So you're cooking and it tells you like what ingredients, how much to do it. It's similar to the doctor thing you were talking about and the mechanic thing. I think this might be like one of the most used like applications if there's like a good application for it.
Yeah. Not gamified where it's like, oh, you're in Cooking Mama. You got to serve three people. You're running late.
Look, there's timers too over it. Like, oh, it'll be six minutes. That's sick.
Dang, that's crazy. I know my mom would get mad as hell about something like that. She's like, you know how we did it? She doesn't even measure stuff, bro.
Yeah.
Like, she'd just be throwing it in there. So, yeah, I can see where there's going to be disagreement.
There's this one. This is also a cool application. Maybe if you're watching a sport or like a F1 race, it literally shows the map and like the stats on the table while the race is going on. This is not real application. This is also a concept. Yeah.
So this is interesting because they never have this type of a camera on the bird's eye view of the track. Mm. Like when you're watching any races like that, you don't see it this way. Yes, there will be like, you know, aerial shots, but you will never get to kind of see it from the top and then really close in and see those gaps and be able to like see this level of detail in any capacity. So this is really, really interesting. I've seen a few sports where like as players are playing some other concepts, I think maybe the NBA app is already doing this, but their stats are popping up on another screen to the side of the game. And then you can scroll and see other games that are happening and even just put those at like as like multi TVs, like Buffalo Wild Wings been doing this, but now you can do it in Apple Vision Pro where you're watching multiple games and fights at the same time.
Yeah. And I think what the most important aspect of this also is like people love stats like in games,
right?
Like, oh, how many points does he have? Cause a lot of people are now like betting and stuff. So they can like have their like, you know, bets and whatnot. They can have like, oh, this stat here. And then this is also cool. Cause like you're saying, it's another view of it.
I'm wondering on the subject of like sports, you know, there's a lot of talk that's been happening about like the NBA games or football games that are like the floor seats, and there would basically be a VR camera there set up so that you can watch floor seat level of like an NBA game. You can see, you know, all the players right there. But it's like, all right, so are they going to put a price to that?
Mm.
And if so, like, it's not going to cost as much as obviously the real thing, which is like thousands, tens to thousands of dollars. And so is that going to create a new problem where people are going to be struggling to sell seats in real life because they're all in the game unless they like put advertisements?
No,
I don't know.
I think it might work out better in our favor. So one, I think people are still going to want to always see things live. And if the demand is super high on the VR stuff, right, and people aren't filling out the seats, then the seat prices will go cheaper automatically.
Mm.
And then it's better for the consumer and they get to sit closer for a cheaper price. But
I like all of that thinking, but can I tell you what's going to happen?
What?
We're going to get screwed over regardless somehow.
Why?
We always get screwed over somehow.
Yeah, some random thing happens.
Like things that should be just like free are just like, you know, like when things like in nature, for example, when you go on a trip and it's like waterfall or something that was already there. And then for tourists, they put a price for like to go see it or like parking and all of this. And then there's like all of this stuff that is just like, wait, why are we paying for this? Like, this was in the world. Like, you ain't make this. You're not God, bro. Like, God is not charging for this. Why are you?
You know, like, the first time I, like, kind of felt that was my first experience with Spirit. Like, I, like, bought a Spirit ticket, right? And I was like, oh, it's, like, mad cheap. It's, like, you know, a quarter of the price of some other place. And then you realize when you get into the Spirit flight, you're like, oh, I have to pay for water? oh, I have to pay for like this? I have to pay for a bag? What the heck?
Oh, it's missing an engine?
Yeah. I have to pay for this? So it's like...
Sir, if you want to survive today, just $9.99, please. Per passenger.
It's just like, yeah.
Plane is crashing. It's like, sir, it's going to be $200 for a parachute.
And then they flip over and there's a tip.
It starts at 30%.
But yeah, it's just like, I think with consumerism and everything, things are getting cheaper, quote unquote, but not cheaper. Like, they just remove things and then ask you to pay for them. And so it like evens out.
But yeah. You feel like we pay for our TV providers. And then it was like, oh, streaming. Oh my God. You only have to pay like $6 for Netflix. And then it's like, Netflix is like, hang on. I think we're going to charge more.
Dude,
and then all of your favorite stuff is going to be on different streaming services. So now it's actually going to cost you more. to watch stuff than it did when you used to have regular TV.
And I swear, like, Netflix is now like $20. I was like, dude, what? It was like $7 the other day.
Yeah. That's how it's turning into all of this stuff. It's just like at the beginning of the phase, like when things are kind of like cheaper and people are kind of like less people know about it, that's like the prime time.
Yeah.
To like, you know, get in on something.
That's how.
And then as soon as like everybody is. It's available. It's just like everybody's getting screwed over and paying the same.
That's how Airbnb was. Like Airbnb was so much cheaper, yeah. Like in the beginning. And now it's like
more than hotels.
Yeah. And now sometimes it's like, yo, I might choose the hotel because you get like the service and everything. And
the Airbnb is like, yo, clean up after yourself. Yo, do my dishes. Yo, can you start the next load? Excuse me? What? It's like you're paying cleaning fees and then it's like, yeah, but we're actually going to make you do the cleaning.
Here's another like meme I saw of the boyfriend or whatever. And he's looking with that Apple Vision Pro and there's like nothing there. Usually there's a girl here. I'm just like looking. This is exactly how it's going to be.
Yeah. Like your girl is going to be like a 6 and you're looking at a 12. 12.
An AI girl. It's not even real.
Yeah. And your girl is going to like put into your software, she always has makeup on so that she doesn't actually have to wear it in real life.
Dude, that's crazy.
So you always see her in her prettiest form.
This is a literal guy who's driving the Cybertruck with, this is what you were talking about. Yeah. He's got the Vision Pro and he's driving with it, swiping away. He doesn't have to do anything. But yeah, those are all the videos.
It does look ridiculously dystopian as everybody is saying it is. Yeah. I'm just, yeah, I think overall, like the capabilities are going to be, if you use it the right way, it's exciting stuff.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm just thinking about it, you know, everyone was like, oh, we're addicted to our phones, but like people have found out how to use it in their best interest, in their best ways. I think the same thing will happen with this. We will like grow to accept it. And accept it in like a natural manner. It'll get smaller. It'll get cooler. I think it'll just get better.
Yeah. You see the vision?
I see the vision. I'm also an optimist with like almost everything because I've seen how things played out in the past. So.
For sure.
Yeah.
Are you going to cop?
I want
this first version.
I want to so bad. But like I want to cop it just so I can like make videos on it and see if I can make my money back on it. And then if I do, then I'll be like, all right.
What do you mean? Like screen record and make videos on it or like get...
No, like make videos like, about it.
Oh, about it. Okay.
Yeah, about it and stuff like that. But I'm like, damn, that it's like $3,500. That's a lot of money for like...
Yeah, that's as much as my computer.
Yeah, that's crazy. So yeah, I don't think I'm going to get it. Low-key, I was looking at the Oculus Quest 3. I was like, you know what? It's not as good, but like it kind of has similar stuff.
Yeah.
And then I was also looking at these like Ray-Bans that have like a camera in them. And this is, it's not that like, it's not a VR headset, but I was just like, I don't know. Now I'm like really into like just having tech that I can use like for creative purposes. And
yeah, they have a, you can actually go to the Apple store and like sign up for like to try it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My brother is doing it. Like he signed up, they like get your measurements and stuff like that. And then you can like try it out.
How long do you get to try it out?
I think it's 30 minutes.
Okay. Just imagine it's like 2 minutes. It's like... But that's cool.
You're like pulling... You're pulling up your favorite videos. You're like, bro, hold on. Hold on. This part isn't there yet. That's interesting. You know, on this topic of like doing things in optimal ways, I was thinking about this the other day, and it kind of just makes me mad how well Asians do things. Asians always do things better than everybody else.
No, they're so efficient. Like everything they do, it's like organized, clean, quick. There's no emotion involved.
It's optimized as anything, right? Like, have you ever seen Asian umbrellas?
Dude, there's this one. I don't know like what exactly you're talking about, but I've seen this one guy. He had like a katana, and I was like, why does this bro have a why does he have a katana, bro? And then it's just an umbrella, but like the handle is like the katana handle.
Oh snap. Yeah, that is like, fire.
I was like, that's badass.
okay the Asian umbrella, like whenever I see an Asian person with an umbrella, it's always like the fully covered, like half, it's like a dome. And you know, like the number one problem with umbrellas is when the wind hits and then they inverse, they go the other way. These dome ones, they don't do that. They're see-through, you can see the person, they look nice, they're windproof. I like them.
Yeah,
efficient. When you see like Asian countries and like the way that they utilize their stairs, it's like everybody is on the side they're supposed to be on, even if the other side is completely empty.
Yeah.
Like people are walking up and down. Like everyone still goes to the one side.
Yeah. And that's what makes me jealous. Whenever I see like videos or something like that, or I see them in person do it, I'm like, dang. Like, and for me, I like to theorize. I'm like, okay, maybe they're all like very similar. They all think very similarly. So like they understand each other. And I'm like, why can't Pakistan be like that? Like, you know, like we're all pretty similar.
We're also Asian. Just.
Yeah. We're also Asian, but
not the cool Asian.
We don't like understand each other, even though we're very similar. Like we have similar temper tantrums, like, you know, but none of us just understand each other. We're like,
it's not in the culture.
It's not in the culture. We always think we're right when we could be clearly wrong. And we just can't function like that.
Yeah. Another one is when like they try to see how is the quickest way to, for a train to get from point A to point B. It's like, oh, actually this building is in the way. And then they're like, we'll actually take the train through the building. Have you seen this?
No, but I can imagine it.
There's a city in China. It's called like Chongqing or something.
That sounds bad racist.
It's real. No, I forget it's like Ching. Ching. It's
stop.
Chongqing, I think. China.
Yo.
Or it's Chongqing, I think.
No, stop.
No, it's real, bro. Spelled. Oh, Chongqing. It's called Chongqing. No. It's real, bro. I'm telling you. Look up Chongqing. Chong and a Q-I-N-G. It's pronounced Chongqing.
Chongqing. Okay.
But Chongqing. It's real, bro. Come on.
Okay. Hold on. Chongqing is a real place. It is, yeah. It's a sprawling, I don't even know what this is. Southwestern China. Chongqing or?
It's futuristic. It's a futuristic city. Well, I saw a TikTok video about it and they said Chongqing.
Oh, okay.
That's just your inner racism just being like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's it's one of those cities where it's like you think that you're on like the base level and you're actually on like floor 22 of something. And it's just like the whole city is just like it just keeps going levels and levels. Like the subways are super deep. But they actually run trains that go, there's like a square hole in a building and the train goes through the building.
Oh, wow. What the heck?
It's crazy.
I gotta.
This city is like next level. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just like Asians, they be doing stuff to the next level.
Yeah.
Optimized.
Yeah.
Now, I thought of this because I saw an example at my mosque recently.
Where the train went through the mosque?
The train did not go through the mosque. But we have these lovely Indonesians that come to our mosque, right?
Do they do like efficient namaz or something? Like,
so you know how there's always like chairs off to the side?
Yeah.
Like they're for people who are like, you know, they can't do the entire ritual, go down and bend their knees or whatever. Sometimes for elders, And these chairs, once you kind of put them down, they're like these old, like folding ones, whatever. And once you put them down, they're kind of like off to the side. Like if you want to sit in a chair, like go over there, right? So this man, this one of these Indonesian guys, he needed the chair this week, right? He brought his own. Of course he brought his own. It's an optimized situation. This man brought like this tripod, right? With like a single like seat that goes up, and it takes up less room than if you were standing normally. The chair, it's like an inconvenience. Whenever somebody needs a chair, they always put them off to the side because it's like it's going to take up like three people's worth of space. This man, not only did he set up his tripod chair situation, but then when like everybody got up and we were about to start like praying, this man is moving up all the way the ranks to the front row.
He's got like wheels and stuff.
he just stands up and it kind of just like hangs there and it follows him. It's like a part of him. It's like a cyborg.
It's like AI or something. Like
it's not AI. It's just like,
oh, it's attached.
It's like, it's like attached to him. Oh. It's like a third leg that like, it just comes out from the back.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called. It's like a tripod chair, but it's just like anywhere you set it, it like you're good to go there.
Oh,
and he just like, he moved all the way to the front. Like a chair, people don't get the front row, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
He got all the way to the front and then just kind of like squeezes himself into like a spot that would probably be for like a kid.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, I was like, man, like Asians really like at the masjid too, bro. Like they're just optimizing the whole system. Like how are they always flexing on us like this?
Yeah. No, honestly, I like it. I feel like, see, the thing is, you know, our parents and like people of their age, they don't see the beauty in Asians like doing these efficient things, right? They're just focused.
What do you mean?
I feel like they're just focused on themselves. And like we see like, you know, videos, we see it in person. We're more interactive in like,
oh, we're like, why is it better to do it this way?
Yeah, yeah. We like look at it. Why is it better to do it this way? We're like examining it, like enamored. Like the Pakistani uncle, he's looking at it and like, I can do it better and like do it so much worse. Like he,
no. The Pakistani uncle, he's looking at it like, I don't need to do it like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, why would I do it that way?
Yeah, yeah.
When I can easily do it this way.
Even though he probably has like arthritis in his knees, he probably needs it, but he's just like, no, I don't need
it. He's like laying down, taking the space of like five people. And then when like people are supposed to move up and fill in like the gaps, like our people, like they take forever to do that.
Yeah.
And then mid prayer, like you've already started, it's like somebody's signaling to you, like move up, move up. And then you're like, God, I got to break my like prayer just to move up because you guys didn't do it fast enough. What's going on? Somehow we're always like overcrowded. Everybody's out of the door before we begin. And then once everybody stands up and then takes in the spaces, it's like there's more than enough room. I feel like if you let Asians set up this situation, they would optimize it. Like people are just coming in, they just move all the way to the front, to the left, front to the left, front to the left. And then it's just like everybody is filled in. They have a space. It's all measured out.
Yeah.
It would be so just like optimized and efficient.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Anyways, I think we can learn, because there was a video I saw on Instagram too. And it was just like, it was a Japanese guy. And he was like, America, learn from Japan. And it was just showing examples of like how America does things and how Japan does things. And it's just like, yeah, it truly has to be a cultural like effort.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't think it's about to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen either, because in Japanese culture, I felt like it was just everything's like honor and respect. And it's built for generations through that. For us, we just have so many different cultures and everything like that. Like we be fighting, that's like our respect. Like we're just like like New York, that's the prime example. Like everyone's like, shut up, like, you know, get out of the way. But like it's not like mean, it's they're just being, that's their efficiency. They're just like yelling at each other.
Yeah, because there it's like every member is a contributing member to society, and it's like everyone does their part. And here it's like dog eat dog, it's a rat race. It's like I have to do for myself whatever I can. And that's the, you know, that's kind of how you outweigh the American dream with other kind of, and obviously politics and kind of like society and culture and the way that we run things of like what's truly better for society. And the con of the way that some of the Asian countries live is just like people are depressed, lonely, and that might have to do with other things too. But it's at least like the fact that we can talk about these things and compare, it's really exciting that we're living in a more than ever multicultural world.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that, you know, bring experience and other ways to do things so that everybody else can kind of see it and be like, it's just a matter of comparing what is logically more efficient going forward. Like, you can't say, you can't make that excuse anymore. Like, you know how, like, there's so many brown people in, like, the Western world now, where you can't make an excuse of, like, those people don't know. They have a backwards culture, religion. They have a backwards way of thinking. And it's, like, in many ways, like, there's people climbing up the corporate ladders, and now we see, like, CEOs of companies that are brown. And you see that, like, they're more efficient in certain things that they do.
Yep.
And everybody can bring different things. So it's like, I see a world where one day white people will be washing their ass. Like, it's going to happen,
dude,
you know?
It's not.
It has to,
dude, we've been trying. Bro, we've been trying. Like, okay, the UK and everything, right? They see people, they, you know, went in there, they brought their lotas, and, like, they still, like, for hundreds of years, bro, we just came here, like, recently. So America, like, we can do some work, but we just look at the UK. It's not happening there. How's it going
to
happen here?
No, you have to sell it to them in a way that it's like, you know how the bidets are, like, a big thing now. Mm. Like, the lota, they still see, like, oh, it has, you know, when you see a lota, like a traditional lota, it has, they're like, oh, I don't want an Aladdin lamp.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how they refer to it sometimes. The design is outdated per se.
Yeah, yeah. You need,
but then when
you need, like, a, you know, a hipster white lady talking about the benefits of the bidet in, yeah, like, California. And then once you get, like, all the white girls into it and stuff like that, then the white guys will slowly follow, because they'll tell their boyfriends, their husbands, like, hey babe, you need to wash your ass, and then, like, here's how you do it with the bidet and whatnot.
I like this.
Yeah,
you're onto something. And there's only one company that can revolutionize the lota for us. For the white girls, through the white girls.
Apple.
Imagine this.
Oh.
No. Even better. The Stanley Lota.
Yes. The
Stanley Lota. If Stanley gets behind the Lota movement, they're already in the water business.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying. If Stanley Lotas come out, steel, you know, like, keeps the temperature as is, like, the white girls will revolutionize, you know, this for the entire Western world.
And they'll act like they came up with it. Like, they'll, yeah, be like, yeah, we invented this. Like, this is new, like, way.
They'll get it in different colors. They're going to be like, oh, this one's when I have, like, diarrhea. This one's when I have, like, little bunny poops. This is when I eat Taco Bell.
Someone was saying, like, the Stanley Cups is like the Popeye's chicken for white girls. Popeye's
chicken sandwich. This chicken sandwich. Yeah. There's going to be an article that comes out in the same way that, like, that Stanley Cup survived that car burning. There's going to be, like, a Stanley Lota situation where it's like, this house caught on fire, but somebody put it out with a Stanley Lota, and yeah, it survived. Like, it was more efficient than firefighters.
Yeah.
And then it's just going to take over.
Honestly, like, that's such a great idea. I think I'm, like, we should propose it to Stanley, you know, yeah, get, like, a percentage back, see if we can. If not, you know, we still done, you know, justice for the world. And I think
I think that's all I want. Yeah. I just want the person that I'm talking to, I want to know that they have a clean, washed, uncrusty, undingleberried butthole.
Yeah.
Is that so much to ask?
No, because, like, just the other day, like, you know, someone came up to me. They're like, dude, you wash your ass? Like I was the crazy one. I was like, what do you mean, bro? They're like, you've never, like, not washed? I was like, maybe in, like, desperate times where I had no water. But, like, 99.9% of the time, I wash my ass.
And those times, they are desperate.
Yeah.
Because the whole time, I'm thinking, like, I can't wait to get home and, like, literally shower at that, yeah, point. Like, I feel so filthy.
Yeah.
I feel like I've gone against, like, my culture.
Yeah.
I've gone against cleanliness.
Have you ever converted somebody to ass washing?
I played a part in it for sure. I have a friend who, you know, likes to travel. And I think once you've put them in a situation in countries that literally don't even have toilet paper, because they're just like, what do you mean? Like, why would we waste this? What's the point of toilet paper? All they have is a bucket. And once they start, once they have to do that, then it's hard for them to go back.
Yeah.
And this is logic again. We have done both. When we came to the States, there was a situation where we went into a bathroom and we were like, what do you mean there's no water here? I'm supposed to use paper on my ass? Like, what's going on? And then once we used that, we were like, oh, hell no, this is not efficient. Give me my water back.
Yeah.
So we know which one is better.
Yeah, yeah.
And better for the environment.
100%. And also, I've been on trips where, like, I was the only, like, Muslim guy. And, like, you know, I'm the only one washing my ass. And yeah. So what I did was I bought, like, wet wipes. Like, the flushable wet wipes. So you get the toilet paper, but you also get the wetness, the sanitation, and everything.
Yeah.
So we were all sharing a bathroom. I left the wet wipes on the side. And I was just using
it. And all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, it's getting empty pretty quick.
And Shimmer is not using that many.
Yeah, I'm not using that many.
Going three wipes max?
Yep.
Three wet wipes?
And with those wet wipes, they're really efficient. Like, you can honestly... If you're a pro,
they're trying to market it now. They're calling them dude wipes.
Dude wipes, yeah.
You see, this is what they do. They're like, oh, it's masculine to wash your ass. But, you know?
Like, do they have women wipes? Or, like, do women already, like, use that? I don't know.
I don't know, but it's literally they try to market it to, like, you know, like Manscaped?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, bro, there's probably, like, things that exist for women, like women's razors and stuff like that are probably, like, way better because they're more, better for sensitive skin.
Yeah.
But... because they're like pink and whatever else. It's like, why would we do that when we can sell directly to dudes?
Yeah.
And then we'll create another product for women or something.
You know what's funny? I like the how they do body wash for like men. It's like dragon's breath. Like, yeah. it'll be like Bear Fox, the scent.
It's like Gandalf in a cabin.
Yeah. But like, I get hyped too. I look at it. I'm like, you know what? And then it just says the scent right there. Like
it makes you grunt a little bit, right?
Yeah. And then you just like read the scent. And it's like sandalwood. And like you just could have went with that. But like they had to do the dragon and stuff, you know?
They literally put like Bigfoot on half those advertisements because it's like, yeah, man. It's like, I don't know if Bigfoot is what I'm going for. Like put Zac Efron on there or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Put Jason Momoa on one of
those. They used
to
have Terry Crews, I'm pretty sure, right? With like Old Spice.
Terry Crews, that was good.
Yeah.
That, you know, with the... I'm on a horse.
Yeah.
That was good stuff. I liked it.
But now they got like monsters and stuff like that. And
yeah,
it's crazy.
Straight up bears, like wolves. Like, maybe, yeah, you're right. It does kind of hype me up a little bit.
Yeah. But maybe that's what they need to do with the bidet, like dude bidets or something. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. Okay. Last thing on that real quick is I also thought of this as a really good idea. Again, Asians just optimizing stuff. There's these toilets with sinks above them.
Okay.
So, like I guess it's off to the side a little bit.
Behind it, or
it's like on top of it, but it's in a way that like you can still use a sink normally. I guess it's like off to the side a little bit. But what happens is that whatever, like you wash your hands and stuff in the sink, all of that water collects into the toilet bowl, like. So that when you flush, it's that water that gets used.
Mm, okay.
Like, that just seems like common sense.
Yeah.
Why are we not doing that already?
Like, it's not double the water we're being used. It's the same water.
Yeah. Because that water, it's not like there's a ton of, like, you don't need that water. The toilet flush water, you don't need that.
Yeah.
It's going to go to waste anyways. The sink water, like, anything that's going down that drain, like, you don't need that. So if that water that's collecting the sink, the shower, like why are we not using that for the toilet already? The toilet, bro, sometimes you got to get in like 2-3 flushes if you're like really putting in the work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a lot of water. And it depends per toilet, but some toilets just keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
just cycling.
Yeah.
It's like, that was a lot of water.
And some of the water like spits back out and you're like, dude, what the heck is the point of this?
Yeah. So if like, imagine this, I just brushed my teeth. It's nice minty. Now you're getting the minty clean water out of the sink, mouthwash, right?
Yeah.
Into the toilet bowl. Now it's like doing double cleaning services.
Yeah.
Like you're shaving, some of the hair goes in there. Not that part, but yeah. I like that idea.
I think it's a really cool idea. I think it's more for like being your water bill being lower. Like I think your water bill is probably lower. You're saving more. I just remember I was in South Africa, like, you know, 2018, 2019, and there was a literal drought happening. So the owner of the Airbnb, he was like, you can flush, but like be mindful. And like he was a really nice Airbnb host. Like he's the type to like cut the garden in the front. And he's like, hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Oh wow.
He was one of those. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna flush. And then after, you know, talking with him, I'm like, dang, maybe I need to be like nice. So like I would take some of the water. He had like these water jugs and he was like, just use it for drinking water. If you need to like clean any dishes, use the jugs that I already collected. And then he was like, if you want to flush, maybe you can use it, you know, if you want to. He said that if you want to. And so I was like,
what was his plan? Like let it accumulate and then do like one big flush?
Yeah, basically you let it accumulate. Yeah. And then basically you put like hot water so the water will go through and it'll just like flush. It'll just naturally go down and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, but I was like, you know what? Let me just do this. And then he was like lightly pull the, you know, the flush. And then I was like, all right, I'll do whatever I can, you know?
Yeah, sometimes in Pakistan when like there was no, you know, it's just like these things happen. It's like, oh, they turned the water off. Why they turned the water off? The government. It's just like, what? And so when those things would happen, like we would always, every bathroom, like it's always constantly collecting like an emergency, like water tub basically.
Yeah.
So we would use the water from that to like flush sometimes if they turned the water off. Apparently they just turn the water off sometimes. They turn the electricity off. It's just like, bro, can we get it together, please?
I still don't know do you know the reason? Like, why do they turn it off like every day?
What's it called? Load shedding?
Yeah, or something like that.
So I guess the concept is that like they're supposed to turn it off and on at certain times to conserve more.
Hmm.
But I don't really get it. I think that it's just like, I think that there's just a lot of corruption there. And they're just like... Give me a vote now.
Give me a vote
I turn off your power. I don't know. All right. In the spirit of honor.
Yeah.
Respect. Swords. You just got done watching, finally, one of the greatest shows ever created.
Yes.
Is this true?
Avatar The Last Airbender. I am almost 20 years late. I'm 17 years late. And you know what a great show. It's a great show. It's an amazing show.
How much did you just watch, like, that you hadn't, like, where did you pick up from and finally finish?
So I started this like a year ago maybe, and then I went like two seasons deep in the span of like 6-7 months, and then like I had to stop. And then the past like week I watched like the last 15-16 episodes. So like almost the last, there's three seasons in total. I watched most of the last season in the last 20 days.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That was the fire one?
Yeah, the fire one. So
yeah.
It's a great show. And the reason I know it's great is because if you can still enjoy a kid's show, that means a kid's show can, and like as an adult, you enjoy a kid's show. A kid's show can appeal to every age. And that's how you know it's a good show. Like kids are not enjoying Breaking Bad, right?
No, okay.
Kids are not enjoying, you know, these other adult shows. But a kid's show can be great to adults. And I think that's what makes this a great show, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does. Because what you're saying is like, a kid's show traditionally it has like the you know, it's dynamic. It has a lot of movement, a lot of motion to keep their attention, Whereas something like Breaking Bad or one of these shows that are like for adults, quote unquote, it has a lot of dialogue. Mm-hmm. And so it's like not enough. It's too stationary for a kid to like watch.
Yeah. And with Avatar, I think someone that watches a lot of anime, I think it's very close to an anime. Like if someone told me it was an anime and like it was written by like Japanese, like I could see, I could be like, okay, like that makes sense. So it does have a lot.
Is it the only element why it's not anime is because it's not made by Japanese people?
Yeah. So anime is essentially, it has to be Japanese animation.
But if it was, you think that like this would classify? So there's no other reason?
Yeah. Cause I mean, there's some other elements. Like I think it would be much longer if it was Japanese anime, especially for the time. Cause a lot of Japanese anime would be like hundreds of episodes and whatnot.
Okay.
But I think, you know, it is well thought out. It has like the similar like animated tropes of some of the characters, like, oh my god, I can't believe you did that, wow, you know, and stuff like that a lot of anime does have. So
this thumbs up just popped up for me and I do agree with it. I don't know why these emoticons, whatever you want to call them, happen, but it happens. I agree with it.
Yeah, but you watched it what, last year or 2 years ago?
I think I watched it 2 years ago, like again. So I had watched it as a kid. But I was watching it as a kid.
Yeah. I also watched it as a kid, but like sporadic. So I've probably only seen a handful of episodes. Yeah. But I wouldn't count that as like me watching it because I didn't understand it fully. But I knew the characters. I knew like, oh, this character's cool. This character's cool. But like, I didn't know the full story.
It was also that like it would come on TV at certain times and you didn't get to like really control like what episode you were going to watch or like you're going to watch a rerun. I think I've watched the same episodes so many times. And then there's episodes that I had never seen before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess my experience would be a little bit similar to yours. But then as an adult, I watched in order. And now you're actually listening to the dialogue. And you're comparing it to your own experiences, your own culture and other cultures, your own spirituality and faith. And then this show just takes a totally different kind of perspective in, you know, the way that it's so brilliantly explains these like socio-political things through this all these elements that is not in a corny way.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching this thing that was explaining why Avatar works so well. And something that they established early on was that the elements are not magic. Whereas a lot of shows and movies that have magic is kind of unbound. It's like you can go anywhere with it, really. But they established early through the characters when somebody would be like, oh, like you're doing magic, like, Katara would be like, no, this isn't magic. It's waterbending. Like specifically it's waterbending. And they treated each element as its own martial art. Kind of like, you might say to somebody, oh, like you have really nice boxing skills. And it's like, no, that was actually Muay Thai. That's not boxing. I need to differentiate that. Or that was like jujitsu. That was wrestling. And so each element and the way that Aang, the Avatar, goes through it is shown as like you have to practice it in its own discipline. There's its own rules and there's limitations to it. There's an extent that you can go to it. And then there's a class system almost where it's like the better you get at it, like you can unlock certain moves the more that you know about it, the more that you respect that element and the more that you kind of train in it.
Yeah.
So I thought that aspect of the elements being a very serious thing that have rules to them was why as adults we're able to watch it and be like, oh, this is not too far removed from reality. Like this comparison, this metaphor works in real life.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, 100%. And I also think as adults, you look at different people in the different nations and you can kind of see like, oh, people's perceptions of them, like, oh, earthbenders are like this, fire nation, or you know, the fire nation, like everyone in the fire nation, they're evil and stuff like that. And then
does anything stand out to you that you like thought of?
What do you mean,
like out of the elements? either countries or like religions or anything like that?
Not that like that popped out for me. I just like observed and was like, oh, this is like, I really liked, you know, how they did this and how they were like that. I really liked how their perception of the Fire Nation, like they thought everyone was evil, and then they like were, you know, in there, and they became friends with a lot of them, and they were like, oh, not everyone's evil, like a lot of people are nice, even though they're like, oh, this is the worst nation of all time, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so that's what was like, oh, I can see how, you know, a lot of people, you know, in the real world will probably look at like a country or something like that and be like, oh, they're the worst people ever, but if they, you know, talk to them or whatnot.
Yeah, it's fun to like, it's fun to compare like each element and say like who either like you would be, or like amongst your friends, or like even countries or something like that. Like, for example, the Airbenders are clearly Buddhists, but then if you think about it in terms of like their spirituality and stuff, like if you have a friend who's like very kind of spiritual, and like we have like, for example, in our religion, like Sufis, in Islam, like they're more kind of like Airbenders almost, because they're like much more about the connection, and it's like the divine kind of feeling of it all. And then if you look at earthbenders and just relate, like taking it literally and being like people who are really grounded, and the person who represents earthbending, like it couldn't have been better. Somebody who's blind, who literally has to feel the environment to like make moves.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like fire and water, they have their own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever thought about like what your element would be and why?
No, honestly, it's tough. Honestly. Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I would probably lean towards like earth or water, but I don't know. Either of those two.
Were they your favorite? Or did you have a favorite?
I do really like firebending. I think firebending is really cool. Like
firebending, like given it is like looks the coolest.
Yeah. And then I really liked waterbending. Like the abilities you could do with waterbending are so sick when you like scientifically think about it. And they actually took it that way in the the show. You're like, oh, you know, because sometimes, you know, like when you're a kid and you're playing like rock, paper, scissors, and like you're talking about the magic, there's like kind of unlimited rules. Sometimes we play rock, paper, scissors, and somebody would be like, gun. And it's like, wait, that's not part of the rules. But like,
that's not a thing.
In Avatar, they never did that, like you said. And so with the waterbending, you're like, oh, wait, that makes sense why they did that, or how they did that. So,
like if somebody is taking water out of thin air, it's like, oh, there's actually, you know, molecules in the air. There's water within us. Yeah. And then they have the blood bending, which is like the next level to it. If you see somebody who's bending like lava, it's like, oh, that's like another element of earth. The lightning with the fire, like these rules that they make, they live within them, and then they get creative.
Yeah.
And I really like that. Water bending was also my favorite. I think water, like when you think of natural forces, water is the most kind of like powerful and overlooked one, I think, because it's always so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you go to the ocean and all of that, but the damage and catastrophe that it can cause, like tsunamis, hurricanes, flooding, like it's so scary. And then like the depth of the ocean, like the abyss, you know, like we don't even know what's down there.
Yeah.
So I think that like the literally how fluid water is, and like how it adapts to all of these different kind of like bodies of water, and how powerful it can be. And then it can like freeze, turn into gas, like all of these things. I think water is like super cool.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. But also, I don't know if you saw, but Netflix is making a live action like show for it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited? Are you nervous?
I'm excited because of the cast.
Yeah, the cast is crazy.
The cast looks and sounds great.
Yeah.
This was a problem that the first movie, I actually never even watched the first movie because I don't want to.
Yeah.
A lot of people had a problem with that, but like just from the trailer alone, I was like, I cannot. Because when in certain things, and I would say especially anime or anime inspired cartoon, it's really difficult to bring that to real life, because the reason it is animated, it's like you can't capture that level of like I guess like emotion and body movements and whatever else, like you can't, you just can't.
Yeah,
it's not, it doesn't make sense.
Also,
and so
like as a kid, I think as a kid you're like, oh my god, I would love to see this live action, but then when you get older you're like, maybe not, maybe we
well don't. As a kid also, I would say like certain live actions that I've seen from like a cartoon or something like that, I was like, why does this feel different? You didn't know why yet.
Yeah.
But you're like, this doesn't have the same like quickness or whatever the case might be. So it's like when I saw this cast, like the kid who's playing Aang alone, like if you go on his Instagram, bro, he is Aang.
Yeah.
Like he's like skateboarding and he's like doing these like funny faces and whatnot. And like his personality is Aang.
Yep.
It's so fitting. And that it seems true for like everybody that they cast so far. So yeah, I definitely am excited to see it through. The graphics look great.
Yeah. The CGI is crazy. Like I remember watching the trailer and I'm like, yo, Appa looks real. And like,
yeah,
Bossing Say looked legit.
Yeah.
Visually speaking. Yeah. I think like everything was on point.
The bending doesn't look, I'm a little like, but it doesn't look super corny.
Okay.
I guess like we'll have to see. Maybe they're just doing promo right now.
Yeah.
So in the real show it'll look fine. But
yeah.
Like the bending has to be on point.
Yeah. So recently there's been comments being released. I don't know. I think it's like during press and some of the show writers are just like saying things and maybe they're getting cut out of context. But I'm going to read you some and then like you just tell me your thoughts. Cuz a lot of people are seeing it now negatively. They're like, okay, don't release it anymore and whatnot. But
okay.
This is one of the statements. To make Avatar The Last Airbender a serialized drama, Aang will not go on many detours looking for adventures like riding the elephant koi. We essentially give him this vision of what's going to happen, and he says, I have to get to the Northern Water Tribe to stop this from happening. So
yeah, like a lot of the fun element of the show was like these little adventures that he goes on, and basically those aren't going to exist anymore.
Yeah, I think they're like cutting it
like
down.
Like the side quests?
The side quests and stuff like that.
Okay. That doesn't like throw me off a lot, but
to be honest, I think as an adult, I'm okay with those not being in there. Like I understand as a kid, you want to be more with these characters, and these side things obviously give more life to how you feel and attached to the character. But
yeah,
you know, as a drama that like a lot of people will watch as an adult and stuff like that, I think they just want to get like straight to the point, you know?
Yeah. And real like shows, they do have filler episodes sometimes, but yeah, maybe it's not necessary.
Yeah, maybe it's not necessary. And also, from my perspective, I don't want this to be an exact recreation of the show. Like,
okay, yeah.
I do want some difference with it. And I think, like, if you have all the main things happen, we're good. But, like, you can, you know, sort of change things in between.
But a new feel.
A new feel.
Like, same vibe.
Yeah.
Same character, same personalities, but now in a different context maybe.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably how you separate it from comparison. Mm-hmm. Like if you recreate everything the same way, it's like, oh bro, like, you know, the cabbage guy is supposed to be like this. It's like, all right, well then you're like, you're just wanting to watch the actual show, but a real version of it.
Exactly. Here's another comment. Avatar The Last Airbender showrunner says they had to find a balance where the series appeals to OG fans and then people who liked Game of Thrones. It couldn't just be for kids. This one
I just got so soft. It's not even funny.
This one scared a lot of people.
I'm telling you right now, like, I just got hot flashes. I'm not... Bro. Okay. Game of Thrones, I get it. People like it. The culture, all of that. Me personally, I don't like that style. It's I think I'm also just thinking of like the darkness of it.
Yeah, what do they want? They want immediately. They want incest in Avatar. Like, what do you want from us?
I mean, some people would really like the certain characters to be having less clothes. But immediately, my mind kind of went to like how dark and gritty the show is, and I think why people like Avatar so much is because it is, yes, there's like some serious and dark moments, but most of the show is very like light and pleasant to look at. It's bright, vibrant. So that would like that kind of comparison scares me.
Yeah.
For the darkness element.
Also, like, I think what's beautiful about Avatar is that, you know, for those that don't know, the Avatar was like frozen as a kid, and then 100 years later, he's like unfrozen. So he's a kid. Mm-hmm. He's like 100 year old, but like he's a kid. And he's like on an adventure with these two other kids. So if, you know, realistically speaking, like all the avatars before, they were like adults fighting like whatever their challenges were. So this is the first time like a kid is battling something so big. And that's why it's like four kids. It's like a very serious thing you have to do is like fight the Fire Lord and like achieve peace. This is like something an adult would do like very seriously. But since he's a kid, we see the angle of the whole show as like a very kid thing.
There's a lot of humor in it.
There's a lot of humor. So,
and he's constantly Aang just being like, oh, I'm just a kid. Like, let me do kid things. And his friends, who are also kids, are like going through this epic adventure. It's like in Harry Potter, in the first movie, like how they were literally kids having fun. It was much brighter. It was much lighter. And then as the series progressed and the last episode, bro, I could barely see. I had to like squint my eyes to see what was going on because it was so dark, literally, but also like, you know, the themes of it.
Yeah. I think
so
that's
you tell me, is Game of Thrones funny? Is it ever funny?
No, Game of Thrones is dark the first episode. Like there's no.
Then what are we doing?
Yeah. I do like your comparison though. I think if the show wants to go in that feel, they elevate like Harry Potter did. Like start off very like lighthearted, even though there's like a massacre of all his people. Like he's still like, oh, I'm vibing, you know, like I'm chilling. And
like, oh, Hagrid, like it's this fun old guy.
Yeah.
And that can be like the Uncle Iroh. Like.
Yeah. And then progressively it gets crazier and crazier. I think
sure, that's fine. That's okay. But like, don't lose the fun of the show.
Yeah.
The nice lightheartedness.
Okay. Here's another one. Zuko will not chase Aang in Netflix's Avatar, The Last Airbender series. The Prince of the Fire Nation will instead focus on working through his parental trauma through cognitive behavioral therapy and self-help podcasts. Did I get you almost?
I was like, no way.
That one's a fake one.
Oh my god. Wait, but will he actually, is that a real thing, the first part that he's not gonna chase the Avatar? Okay.
So the first two are from like discussing film. These next two are from disbussing film. I don't know if you've seen those. Have you seen those Twitter accounts?
Yeah, like the fake accounts.
Yeah, the fake ones.
There's a lot of those for sports.
Here's another one. The government of Ba Sing Se will not deny the war in Netflix's Avatar The Last Airbender series. I think it's wrong for a government to lie to its people. So we're changing that.
Is that a fake one?
No, it's a fake one, yeah.
Okay. I was about to be like, bro, we're living in that reality right now.
But yeah, those are all the comments that people had of the show.
Yeah, I think we truly have to just see it, and I'm not gonna compare it to the series as much. Like, I'll try my best not to. Just go into it with like a fresh kind of feel and see what it does. Like, does it live on its own? Can it be? Can you watch the cartoon version, animated version, and this version, and get like fulfillment out of both?
Yeah,
like that's the question.
I'm gonna say with Netflix's track record, like any anime they adapted to live action. Actually has been terrible. It's been like
really
horrible. But they recently did, there's this anime called One Piece, which is actually really long, and they made a live action of it, and it's actually really good. Like people love it, and it's like really well received. The actors are on point, so they got it right. People said it's like a nice way to watch the show without watching like 1,000 episodes. You can watch the live action. So if they do that similar formula with Netflix's Avatar, it might be really good. Like, it's different enough. You still get the same vibes. The same things happen, but it's done a little differently and in a great way.
Okay. Yeah. I'm excited. Yep. Let's see what happens. I'm glad you finished it, though, before it came out.
Yeah, I think this rushed me to finish it. And then I was like, all right, let me finish it.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, if you've watched it, you know.
Yeah.
And people who've watched it, it's like, they're not annoying. Like, the show itself, it's a wholesome show. So then the people, as far as I know, are typically, like, the when they're referring to it, they like the friendship of it. They like the adversities and kind of like the playfulness, the elements and respect and culture of it. Like, there's certain shows that it's just like, I understand when people don't like Office fans or like, you know, certain shows, but for this one, it's like, you know, there's a lot that you can appreciate beyond what the, like what kids would,
if
that makes sense.
100%.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay. We will take the rest of this episode onto Patreon.
Yeah.
We've been yapping. That's the thing about the COVID protocol. Sometimes you just start yapping.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do this on the Vision Pro someday. Via our avatars. But yeah, on the Patreon, we're going to be talking about... a way that you can actually get paid to poop.
Ooh.
We're going to be talking about some other receipts from super expensive restaurants, including Salt Bae's. And Miss Japan is not really Japanese.
Whoa.
What's going on?
There's only one way to listen to this is by joining the Patreon. You can become a family or friend and extend the conversation.
All links in the bio. Also get your merch.
Merch.
It's been fun. We'll catch you guys on the Patreon. It's been another week.
Another flavor.
A little less stranger.
We'll see you. We'll talk to you next time.